BBC News with Julie Candler. Experts from several countries and Interpol have joined Kenya's investigation into the four-day siege of the Westgate shopping centre in Nairobi by Islamist militants, in which at least 67 people died. The Kenyan Interior Minister, Joseph Ole Lenku, confirmed that five militants believed to be from the Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab had also been killed. From Nairobi, Will Ross reports.
It's likely to be a slow process as forensic experts from Britain, America, Israel, Germany and Canada search for clues to reveal the identity and nationalities of the gunmen. The Kenyan government says their work has begun inside the battered and blooded walls of the Westgate Mall. Following the collapse of part of the building, it's believed that there are still bodies under the rubble, possibly some of the militants. At other high-profile institutions in Nairobi, also considered potential targets, security has been stepped up. But much more is needed to ensure that another large-scale attack cannot happen here.
At least 24 people have died in the Sudanese capital Khartoum on the third day of demonstrations against cuts in fuel subsidies. The director of Omdurman Hospital, Dr. Osama Mortada, told the BBC's Arabic service they were treating many people for bullet wounds.
Until 8 p.m. today, we have received about 81 injured people and we have 21 dead. All have gunshot wounds, some in the chest, some in the head, while others have bullet wounds in their extremities. I believe it's all live ammunition. We have carried out more than 30 operations today.
Earlier, police fired tear gas at stone-throwing demonstrators as riots broke out in parts of the capital. Police in Athens have fired tear gas to scatter protesters who had gathered outside the headquarters of the far-right Golden Dawn Party, a week after one of its members confessed to killing a left-wing musician, Pavlos Fizas. Mainstream parties had called for a large turnout to demonstrate support for democracy. Our Athens correspondent Mark Lowen was at the demonstration.
We were pushed back by the police up at the headquarters of Golden Dawn, who used tear gas against the crowd. It hit us at one point quite badly. We had to don our gas masks and we were pushed back, and then the crowd sort of dispersed into different sides. There were a few petrol bombs that were thrown at the police, a couple of things set on fire, then it's all quietened down. But certainly the mood here was very much angry against Golden Dawn, but also angry against the government, because many here believe that the government has for too long tolerated and even appeased the neo-Nazis.
The number of people killed in a powerful earthquake that struck southwestern Pakistan on Tuesday has risen to about 350. Many more were injured in the quake in a remote area of Balochistan. The survivors urgently need clean water, medical supplies and tents. World News from the BBC. The French Interior Minister Manuel Valls has defended his call for most of the country's Roma people to be removed to Bulgaria and Romania, despite criticism from a cabinet colleague. Mr. Valls said he had no reason to correct his comments that many jobless Roma had no interest in integrating. The FBI says a former Navy reservist who shot dead 12 people inside a naval complex in Washington last week believed he was the victim of mind control. An FBI spokeswoman, Valerie Parlave, told reporters that Aaron Alexis had carved a number of phrases into the side of a gun used in the attack.
At this point, I can confirm that there are multiple indicators that Alexis held a delusional belief that he was being controlled or influenced by extremely low-frequency electromagnetic waves. The etching of, quote, my elf weapon, close quote, on the left side of the receiver of the Remington 870 shotgun is believed to reference these electromagnetic waves.
She said Mr. Alexis acted alone and there was no indication that he targeted any specific individuals when he opened fire in the Navy Yard, where he was working as a contractor. The first website for homosexuals in Pakistan has been blocked by the government. The site, queerpk.com, was launched in July with the slogan, Don't Hate Us, Know Us. It aims to offer help and support for gay people. The U.S. yachting team has retained the America's Cup in one of the most dramatic finishes in the 160-year history of the competition. The Americans beat New Zealand in the final decisive race in San Francisco Bay. A week ago, New Zealand were leading by 8-1, needing a single victory to clinch the cup. But after tweaking their boat and recruiting the British multiple Olympic champion Sir Ben Ainslie to the crew, Team USA won an unprecedented 8 races in a row. BBC News.